congratulations. I am talking to Alan Berg. So congratulations. I mean, how do you feel taking your films on an international to an international audience?
Well, we're tremendously exciting. And I mean, one reason we're excited certainly is because these are both Texas artists that we feel deserve to get a little bit more attention. You know, the Jones family and Doug Somm.
And I think both films really capture the magic of what is really Texas music, because you can't say that Texas music is just like, well, country music, or, you know, I think when people get an image of what is this music, that's probably what they're thinking, right? But it's so much more colorful than that. And I think you captured that pretty well.
Yeah. Well, it was fun. I mean, we're a diverse state, and one of the things that to sort of coinciding with the Doug Somm project, and this was really Joe Nick Petoskey's passion, you know, and he's done biographies on Willie Nelson and Selena and Stevie Ray Vaughan, and so he's certainly aware of sort of the cultural diversity in Texas. And we started the Society for the Preservation of Texas Music in part to fund projects like the Somm Project. And then you also, if you look at like the Jones family, I mean, they represent a direct link back to a style of music that, you know, maybe gone, you know, by the next generation. This sort of roots, blues, and gospel music that's been in the black church, I guess, for 80, 90 years. It's becoming more homogenized is what I'm getting at, as we can watch videos from all over the world. We are less distinct regionally, and I think that's part of what makes Doug Somm and the Jones family so unique, is you hear the Texan and what they do.
So which one, you worked on this simultaneously? I mean, did they kind of overlap each other? Because I know you directed The Jones Family Will Make a Way, and you were a producer on the Sir Doug documentary. So were they both going on at the same time?
Well, they were. And just to be clear, I mean, the majority of my effort was spent with The Jones Family Project. On the Somm Project, it was more of a managerial role, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the company that my wife and I lead, Arts and Labor, we had 5 features at South by Southwest this year. So we are used to juggling projects and sort of helping support projects that have merit. And so it wasn't unusual for us. It's just, I think, unusual the timing that we had 2 music projects this year.
So let's start with the Jones family. Where did the inception, I guess, for the idea to follow this family come from? Did you already know about this family, or was it introduced to you at a later time in your life?
Michael Corcoran, who has been a music critic for 30 years in Texas, a longtime friend of mine, he called me, and Michael comes sort of out of a punk/indie rock background, and he called me and said, "Hey, I'm coordinating the gospel showcase for South by Southwest this year, and do you have a grad student or somebody that could come and tape this one band that I think is really cool? They're called the Jones Family Singers." And, you know, I thought I was intrigued that Michael was interested in a gospel band, and I trust his judgment in music, and so I said, "Well, maybe we can do a little bit better." And so we went and took out a small crew and did a 3-camera shoot. And I remember when they stepped out to play and the lead singer started singing, it's like the hair stood up on the back of my neck. It's like, this is incredible. And so that's how I was introduced to them. And then we just gradually started working with them. And then one thing led to another. And after 3 years, we ended up with a feature documentary.
And I think the opening scene to this film is just so beautiful. The children getting baptized. Where was that shot? That was so beautiful.
That's down in Texas coast. The Jones family church is in Markham, Texas, which is right outside of Bay City. And so that's, you know, in their neck of the woods, if you will. It's about a 20 5-minute drive, but they occasionally do these old time baptism services, immersion services, and so that's right down below Bay City that we shot that. Now obviously we asked them to set that up and we brought out special cameras to capture it. And really what we're trying to do in all those interstitials is visualize the internal dialogue, which I think is so important. I mean, to the best of Jones family sort of sticking with it through 30 years of Zerline times.
And I want to talk a little bit about editing because it's probably so important, especially doing a documentary more so maybe than a feature, because you have all these pieces that you have to kind of build together. Tell me a little bit about your editor.
You bet. I worked really closely with Lauren Sanders, who is just an incredible young editor, and then also with Jason Whaling, who's an incredible story editor and producer. And so the three of us would talk, you know, about what we were trying to accomplish in any scene, and we probably restructured the thing 15 times. But having, you know, three different voices in there really help sort of crystallize what would happen. Process-wise, footage would come back. We would set it up, and then Lauren would go through and do an assembly edit of a scene, you know. And so we would have maybe a church service that was 45, 50 minutes of footage, and then we'd go through and pull selects out of that. And then once we had all that done, we would start thinking about how to piece them together to tell the story that we needed to tell.
Was it the same editor for Sir Doug?
No. Another talented young editor here, Cody Ground, edited Sir Doug, and Jason Whaling served as a story editor on both the Jones Family and the Sir Doug documentary. Just again, because he's so good at what he does. And so Cody Ground was editing Sir Doug and working really closely with Joe Nick Potoski. This was Joe Nick's first foray into this medium. And mm-hmm. so Joe Nick is an expert on Texas music. And then Cody Ground and Don Johnson, the producer on it, worked real closely with him to help visualize that and make sure that the pacing was the way it needed to be.
All right, well, let's talk about Sir Doug. I mean, I was thinking, gosh, this is so Texas when I was watching it. Where did you guys find this story? I mean, I know he was very popular in the 60s and 70s, but I think if you go around asking people who Doug Sam was, they'd probably look at you like, who?
Yeah, well, that's Potoski, and Joe Nick's another guy that I've known for a long time and just really respect his work. And so he came to me and said, you know, I want to do this, I want to tell Doug Sam's story because this guy is a genius, and yet a lot of people now, like you said, they don't know who he is. And he also said that because of Doug Sam's energy. It felt like it was a story that needed to be told on the screen. And so that's how our collaboration began. And because Joe Nick has this encyclopedic knowledge of Texas music and has this fantastic reputation from, you know, having done these biographies of you know, Willie Nelson and Selena and Stevie Ray Vaughan, musicians and record producers trust him, and so he was able to get all those great interviews just on the strength of his reputation.
Because normally it would be really difficult to get, you know, all those interviews, especially, like, I guess, with the family. I mean, how open was the family to discuss a little and get personal with the directors?
I surprisingly open. I think that because they knew him, the big thing that really helped, and I watched Joe Nick work, And he'd go in and he'd be talking to Sean, you know, the son, or Augie Myers, and you know, they'd talk about a song in 1978, and Joe Nick would be like, oh, well, yeah, well, didn't so-and-so play on that, that on such and such a label? And he knows all this, and you could see the talking to relax as they talked with him, because they realized it's like, all right, this guy really gets it, and he's going to do right by, in Sean's case, do right by my dad, or you know, do right by and take care of Doug Somm's legacy. So I think that people open up if they feel comfortable, you know.
I always think it's amazing how in documentaries you probably have so much footage, so many photographs, a lot of interviews. I mean, how difficult was it for you to kind of say, you know, as far as, I guess, the editing process again, what's going to be in the film and what's not going to be in the film? I mean, what is your, for each film, what is the story that you guys really wanted to tell?
So on the Doug Somm documentary, and this is really, again, it's Joe Nick working with Cody and Dawn and Jason, but I think that it was important to them to show that he is uniquely Texan, and that growing up in San Antonio, he pulled from all these traditions. He pulled from the black nightclubs. He pulled from the conjunto musicians and people like Flaco Jimenez and the country and western tradition, and then, you know, the rock and roll tradition, and melded that into a unique Texas sound. And so I think that was the story, is that this is a guy who represents Texas music and yet isn't really known. And I think with the Jones family, the story we were trying to tell was that if you stay true to who you are and you're doing things for the right reasons, eventually something incredible may happen. In this case, they touched Michael Corcoran. Michael Corcoran reached out to me, touched me. Then I introduced him to Eric Friend, who decided he wanted to get John Croslin involved and record an album. Then they introduced him to David LaBelle, who decided to manage him. David introduced them to the lead programmer at the Lincoln Center. And suddenly you have a band who had struggled in obscurity in rural Texas standing on a large stage in New York City. And so I just thought that was an incredible story about perseverance.
Yeah, maybe someday you guys can get the Jones family to sing in Ireland. Places like Ireland, right?
Well, they're in Russia right now, and oh, wow. I imagine eventually they'll get to Ireland. But since the documentary, I mean, the documentary ends with the sort of breakthrough performance at the Lincoln Center, but they've really taken off this year, and so they're playing a 2-week tour of Russia right now. They've played already in the Netherlands and Germany, and then they played the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles, Circle A, Newport Jazz Fest, and they have a live album that we're releasing, Arts and Labor's releasing, that will it's available for pre-order on iTunes right now, but it'll be fully released in late July. So things are happening for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're opening for Patti LaBelle in a couple
wow.
of weeks. They're really excited about that. Yeah.
All right. So tell me what's new with you. What are you guys working on right now?
Yeah, we're spending a fair amount of time working on the release strategy for the Jones family documentary, which will be distributed through Sundance Selects, and it'll be available. I think we're just going to do straight VOD late summer. We're trying to, I think, with something that's niche like gospel music, you sort of need to get all the various channels working together. So the live album, their tour schedule, and the documentary, we're going to try and get some synergy between those. The Somm Doug Somm documentary is being repped by Submarine, which repped Searching for Sugar Man and 20 Feet from Stardom, and so they're talking to some folks right now. And then at Arts and Labor, we just finished field production last on a feature we're pretty excited about that Clay Lifford's directing called Slash. I think that's what's new right now.
Well, again, congratulations. I love talking to you guys. You guys, every year at DIFF or at South by Southwest, you guys never disappoint.
Well, thank you so much.
So good.
Yeah.
And congratulations on the Irish premiere, I guess. It's the Irish premiere, right?
Yeah.
Of both your films.
Yeah.
And I will let you know how the audience reacted.
I can't wait to hear because this should be something that is foreign and new and fascinating, we hope, you know, and in the same way that when something comes over here from a faraway place, we're naturally intrigued. So I'll look forward to hearing back from you and hear your report.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Alan.
Yeah, thank you, Liz.